Thanks for hitting the rewind button. Taco Bell has just released some news that's making me want to make a run for the border. Well, the drive-thru, actually. That slogan did not age well, did it?
We'll run for the border now, don't miss this. Taco Bell's got tacos for 39 cents. New snack size, come on in. New Fiesta menu, just 39 cents. Tacos and burritos in a new snack size. They call them Fiesta, once again, that price.
39 cents.
Bubba, you heard me right.
You heard me right.
Well, Fiesta burrito, Fiesta taco, Fiesta soft taco, yes, indeedo.
39 cents.
Run for the border, come on in.
Cause
Taco Bell's done it again.
One of my favorite menu items from the 1990s is making a return to restaurants nationwide this month. I'm talking about the Chili Cheese Burrito, aka the Chilito.
Give me that seasoned beef, tomatoes and cheese, crisp fresh lettuce too. Tacos, burritos, everything I love, baby, no place else will do. I feel the craving coming on.
And nothing beats a Chilito. Zesty beef and tons of cheddar. Come and get the taste you crave only at Taco Bell.
Some snack influencers on social media, yep, that's a thing, have been speculating about this beloved burrito's return for a few weeks, but Taco Bell has made it official. A news release from the company says Chili Cheese Burritos will be returning with some other long-lost fan-favorite menu items as part of the decade's Y2K menu. The full decade's Y2K menu lineup includes Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, the 7-Layer Burrito, the Chili Cheese Burrito, and the Double Decker Taco, which was also a childhood favorite of mine. That was essentially a crunchy taco inside of a soft tortilla separated by a layer of refried beans. Delicious, but the real reason we're here, chili and cheese. Yes, please. Here's how Taco Bell describes the Chili Cheese Burrito in the official press release. Hearty chili and cheddar cheese wrapped inside a flour tortilla. Now, that might not sound very exciting, but it's a taste I've wanted to re-experience for years. Let's set the stage, shall we? It's 1990, a time when Taco Bell restaurants still had character, a unique shape all their own, a time when you could also find Taco Bell Express in your local mall food court. And as we marched boldly into that final decade of the 20th century, Taco Bell introduced its iconic value menu with three categories of menu items priced at either $0.59, $0.79, or $0.99.
Taco Bell's done it again, oh my. $0.59, $0.79, $0.99. Three new menus at a great low price. $0.59, $0.79, $0.99.
Check it out. All our favorites have great low prices, like delicious soft taco supreme and our new great tasting nacho supreme. So run for the border.
$59.79, $99. Taco Bell's done it again.
Run for the border.
Original and soft tacos would only set you back about 60 cents. Want supreme? Just 79 cents, baby. Chicken or steak tacos? No problem. Just 99 cents. Man, my wallet misses the 90s. But this bold new value menu had more than just tacos. It introduced the world to Nachos Supreme for just 99 cents. And making its debut, much to my taste buds' delight, and priced at just 79 cents, was the Chilito. Simple but delicious. Especially to a four-year-old who was a picky eater. And I ate a lot of these things. Soon, the Chilito got a rebrand and became known as the Chili Cheese Burrito. And ever so briefly, Taco Bell also introduced a bigger, badder version, the legendary Mega Chili Cheese Burrito.
Feast your eyes on the Mega Chili Cheese Burrito from Taco Bell.
Ooh.
We took the chili cheese burrito with seasoned beef and zesty chili and piled on even more warm, melted, shredded cheddar cheese.
Ay, ay, ay.
All wrapped up in a soft flour tortilla. And right now, they're just 99 cents each. So you can afford to share some with a friend.
Hello, friend.
The Mega Chili Cheese Burrito, now just 99 cents. Grande taste, local value, only at Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell! Sadly, by the time Y2K arrived, the chili cheese burrito was fading from menu boards. New specialty items like gorditas, chalupas, and later the Crunchwrap became the new stars of the new millennium. And the chili cheese burrito became a thing of the past. Or so I thought. According to the fandom page for the chili cheese burrito, yes, there is such a thing. Taco Bell removed the burrito from national menus, but did not fully discontinue it. Taco Bell allowed franchisees to decide whether or not to continue carrying it if it was a strong seller in their markets. So that means in the Midwest, the chili cheese burrito never disappeared and is still widely available. But on the East and West coasts, not so much. The chili cheese burrito had such a cult following, however, that a fan-created website popped up on the World Wide Web featuring a real-time map of Taco Bell's that still carry the highly sought-after menu item. Yes, that's a real thing, and it is still operational today, which is when I learned that I could have quelled a 20-plus year craving by making a 130 or so mile drive to get my hands on one of those cheesy, chili-filled nostalgia rolls. But that's okay. I can wait a few more days.
Bless you, Taco Bell.
Let's go eat one now.
Because on September 9th, the chili cheese burrito is making its nationwide return.
The menu features those Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos. There's also the Double Decker Taco, the Seven Layer Burrito, Chili Cheese Burrito, and we're already excited about this. Remember that Caramel Apple Empanada?
Oh, yes.
The Y2K throwback will also include a digital pet and some fashion collaborations, but
this time it's a little more than 75 cents. The burrito is coming with a price tag of $2.99. Every item on the entire decade's Y2K menu will be under $3, just barely at least. Drop a comment if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening via podcast, visit the rewind button on social media and let us know what lost Taco Bell menu item you have a craving for. Be sure to subscribe as well. September is here and spooky season will soon be upon us. Thanks for hitting the rewind button. I'll see you at Taco Bell, and don't forget the fire sauce.